Unit 3. City Attractions. 3.2. Exercise 2.
Hello.
Hi, Robin. It's Jerry.
Jerry, nice to hear from you. How you doing?
Fine, thanks. Guess what? I'm going on holiday to Australia next month.
Wow, that's great.
I thought you might be able to give me some ideas about what to do while I'm in Sydney. That's where you come from, isn't it?
That's right. And I wish I was there now, instead of here in the cold.
What's the temperature likely to be there?
Oh, next month it'll be around 25 degrees. If you went during the British summer and the Australian winter, it would only be about 16 degrees.
I'm looking forward to some warm weather.
So how long are you staying in Sydney?
Only a couple of days. I'm going to spend a month touring Australia.
Sounds good. Well, you'll need at least a morning exploring the harbour area. It's fascinating. I really like the pylon lookout. The entrance is on the bridge. It's got an interesting display on how the bridge was built, and the panorama of the harbour from the observation area is spectacular.
Right, I'll do that.
And of course, you can see the Opera House. That and the bridge are Sydney's most famous sights.
Do you know if there are any tours of the Opera House?
Yes, there are. As far as I remember, there's one every 30 minutes, and you spend around an hour exploring different parts of the building, depending which tour it is.
Uh-huh. Do I need to book tickets in advance?
No, just buy them at the Opera House from the guided tours office. You'll see the signs to point you in the right direction.
Right, I'll do that. It'll be interesting to find out how the Opera House is run.
Then I reckon you should walk around the rocks. It's the oldest part of the city and always crowded with tourists of all nationalities, as well as local people. The cafes and restaurants keep very busy. Whenever I go back to Sydney, I enjoy sitting outdoors with a cup of coffee, watching the people passing by.
Yes, that sounds like a good idea.
Oh, and I almost forgot. It's the Dragon Festival next month. You should arrange to be in Sydney that weekend. You'll have a great time.
What is it?
You don't know the Dragon Festival? It's to celebrate the Chinese New Year. There are races between lots of traditional wooden boats decorated with dragons' heads and tails. Each boat has something like 20 people rowing it, and over 2,000 people take part altogether.
Mm.
Crowds of people go to watch. The opening ceremony is pretty exciting too, with drums and dancing. Why don't you check the dates on the internet?
I will. It sounds great. Well, thanks for the suggestions, Robin. I'm looking forward to my holiday.
Have a good trip and call me when you get back to the UK. Bye.
Bye.